Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, is Chrissy Blaise. Chrissy is an astrologer who trained at the Faculty of Astrological Studies, London, in the 1980s. She is an international speaker and author of 12 published books, including 6 astrology books. Her latest work is the pioneering book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet. She's a regular media guest and co-host of A Theorist Radio Live and on Body Mind Spirit Radio. She was a direct disciple of renowned yoga master and founder of the A Theorist Society, Dr. George King, for over 20 years. Chrissy is a healer who first learned to heal at age 14 and has practiced and taught this for most of her life. She is dedicated to helping people unlock their spiritual potential and has taught aspects of spiritual science to small and large groups. In this show, Chrissy tells us about the incredible channeled book, The 12 Blessings. The 12 Blessings is both a profound cosmic teaching and a sacred spiritual practice for peace, healing, and enlightenment. These 12 remarkable transmissions were delivered to Earth over 12 consecutive Sundays in 1958 through the yogic mediumship of Dr. George King, founder of the Aetherius Society, by the cosmic avatar we know as Jesus. Chrissy, welcome back again to the Great Awakening Show.
Well, it's lovely to be here, Yogini Joanne. It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me today to talk about the 12 blessings.
Wow. And I know that you absolutely love this book and this beautiful, it's just a whole spiritual, you just tell us what it is. What are the 12 blessings, Chrissy?
Well, thank you so much. Yes. First of all, I'd ask the listeners to imagine scholars discovering the lost teachings of Jesus written in his own hand, not written 30, 70 years after the Bible, but in his own hand. Just imagine if they discovered that, his actual words. And that's essentially what we have here with the 12 blessings, except these are even more direct because we hear through the actual transmissions themselves, his living voice speaking to our current challenges. The cosmic concept of this age was given by through Dr. George King as the yogic medium when he was overshadowed by this great cosmic being. And the 12 blessings is both a profound cosmic teaching and a spiritual practice for peace, healing, and enlightenment. So it's not only full of wisdom that we can learn from and advance, but it's a way that all of us, each of us, can radiate this energy of love that's so needed in our world to bring about global healing transformation that all of us are really looking for. And this is a very simple, practical way that we all can do it. And these 12 remarkable messages, or transmissions, we call them, were delivered to Earth, not just through the Aetherius Society, but to Earth, to everyone on Earth, over 12 consecutive Sundays in 1958, through Dr. George King, when he was overshadowed by this great cosmic being. Now, what makes this extraordinary is that Jesus came to us again, not in physical form as 2,000 years ago, but through this advanced mediumship to give humanity exactly what is needed for this upcoming Aquarian age. And if you think about it, he gave humanity what was needed 2,000 years ago for that particular time. And the great ones, they come at particular times in history to give humanity what is needed to rise them up at this particular time. So this is both cosmic wisdom and practical spirituality that anyone can use, just whatever their beliefs, or no beliefs at all, no religious beliefs at all, whether it's a humanitarian belief or what, any of the religions can just use this practice to bring more light and more love into our world at this time.
Yeah, and it's just so needed, isn't it? It's so needed. It's vital at this time. So Dr. George King, who is the founder of the Aetherius Society organization, he channeled these 12 blessings from the avatar Jesus. I mean, that's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he did have a long journey to that point. He began his mediumship work. First of all, he did 10 years of intense yogic practice and discipline for 10 hours a day on top of a regular job. And until he reached enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, he was able to fully and consciously raise the Kundalini up to the crown chakra. And his mediumship work started when he began to contact enlightened individuals from the higher realms of Earth, and then from there, the spiritual hierarchy. And then in 1954, he was contacted by an intelligence from beyond this Earth, known as Aetherius, and was told that he was about to become the channel for, cosmic intelligences, a primary terrestrial mental channel. And then in the early 50s, he received quite a few messages from the Master Jesus. We call him the Master Jesus. And we believe that all the great avatars that have come to Earth, whether it's Buddha or Sri Krishna or Lao Tse, or all the ones that came and they helped raise consciousness in different ways, were all interplanetary. Not all the great masters of interplanetary, but all the great avatars that came. Some of them were born through humanity, has become an earth person, if you like the Lord Buddha did too. But they were actually originally from other planets.
Wow. And multidimensional realms, yeah. Higher realms, and oh, just it's unfathomable, isn't it? And it's just so beautiful. And many of our listeners associate Jesus with traditional Christianity. And many are now moving away from the orthodox religious beliefs. I mean, that was given 2,000 years ago, and we are evolving, as humanity. So, how does the Aetherius Society view Jesus as at this moment?
Yeah, that's a very important question, Joanne. A very, 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 very important one. We're aware that many people are moving away from Orthodox religion, as you say, but this is not Orthodox by any means. We teach that Jesus is a great cosmic intelligence, avatar of love, far beyond the limited image that's often presented. While he's not God itself, and some people say Jesus is God, and he is godlike, as are all the avatars. He's a supremely advanced cosmic intelligence who understands the deepest mysteries of creation, if you like. And if you've ever felt, if the listeners have ever felt that the traditional religions have left them kind of spiritually hungry, as if you've sensed that there are deeper mysteries. And in fact, Jesus did teach these deeper mysteries, but it didn't make it into conventional doctrine. You know, people, if people are feeling that, they're absolutely right. There is a lot more to it. The 12 blessings reveals the cosmic Christ, if you like, the universal
The
teacher.
mystical, metaphysical, the mystical side, of Jesus and his lovely teachings.
Yeah, absolutely. His wisdom, when people read the 12 blessings, they find that it transcends any single religious framework. It's not limited to a particular religion and speaks directly to the awakening consciousness of our time. And our understanding, my understanding, and other people in the Aetherius Society comes from the close association we had with Dr. King and of his teachings, and that also that Dr. King had with Jesus, actually, who gave not only many teachings through him, as I mentioned, but most significantly in 1958 had a profound physical experience with Jesus on a holy mountain called Holdstone Down in North Devonshire. You probably know it, near Combe Martin in North Devonshire and in the west of England. And a meeting that was both a mystical initiation, which he had, and a sort of a cosmic communion and a connection. And this was prior to the giving of the 12 blessings. And there's a wonderful description of this in a little booklet called Jesus Comes Again. And this is a very holy place. And we have many pilgrimages there, as do many people actually come along to this. I call it a mountain, but it's only about a 20-minute walk. So invite listeners to find out more about the many pilgrimages we do to this mountain. It's an absolutely wonderful experience.
Wow. Beautiful.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. That the pilgrimages are so beautiful for people to come together and experience that energy as one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this isn't the 12 blessings, isn't just about Jesus. Of dogma and doctrine that so many people, it sort of puts them off. This is the living, breathing, cosmic intelligence actively working for humanity. And I believe all the great ones from other planets, from the higher realms of this earth, from the spiritual hierarchy, are helping humanity as far as they're possibly able to. And of course, they're limited by our karma as to how much they can do. So every time we might send a join together in the 12 blessings or help somebody or so forth, we're helping the karma of humanity, and we're helping also helping the great ones like Jesus to do more. It's like a win-win.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
That's important. When more people come together, giving out that spiritual love light energy and raising the energy of the world, it's coming together with the great ones in the spiritual realms. That's what we're here for. This is why this awakening is fastening, and that's, I believe, at this time. It's such an amazing time to be alive, and our souls chose to come here to be a part of this great awakening at this time.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a very significant time. There's some terrible things happening on this earth, and there's some wonderful things happening on this earth. And I think it's a time, and I think you probably agree, Joanne, when it's all about the awakening of the individual and coming together with other individuals to make the change, not waiting for the political leaders,
No.
the very few political leaders to make the decisions for us. And
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed that I was kind of given hope with the Gaza situation, not going into politics, when I heard that 100,000 Israelis had gathered in Israel, in Tel Aviv, to protest the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, as well as, wanting the release of the hostages, etc., but to protest against the government. And I think we have to, if we see such terrible things happening, we have to stand together and we have to rise up. And then I think we will change the world. And we can do this through our actions, and even more powerfully through our prayers, like the 12 blessings.
That's right. Through spiritual healing, and through, there's always that slogan, earth peace through self peace.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to talk a little bit about the 12 blessings as a practice.
Sacred practice, please. Yes. What exactly do you mean by that? Is this something that our listeners can actually do? Yeah. Beautiful, because it's a book. It's been written in the book, but isn't it? And
Yeah, I have the book here.
people can read it,
This
but
is definitely, can you see that? Oh no, you
no,
can't.
we can't see it now. Oh, we can see it now.
This is an old copy, but it's a beautiful little book. It's a small book, but it's full of absolutely fantastic book. And also, you can also get the actual audio transmissions as well. We have it on audio. I believe you can download too. So that. So basically, it's as I say, it's more than just a study. It's a living practice performed by people worldwide, and you can practice it individually. Or in groups, you can practice it indoors or outdoors, anywhere your heart calls you to serve. It's a powerful way to give service to the world. People say, well, I can't go out and actually physically help people who are suffering in different parts of the world. We can't all do that. We can help people in different ways, and I'm sure we do. But here is a powerful way to actually give service, world service, through joining in the 12 blessings. It's amazing.
Wow.
Each blessing is like has a focal point, each of the 12, from the peace workers to the Mother Earth to the mighty Sun to the Absolute itself. There are 12 of these focal points. And let me just give you an example of the first blessing, because I think that's a really important one in these days. It's blessed are they who work for peace. The Master Jesus explains in this what it means to be a worker for peace. And he says, by their interest, these workers for peace, in the suffering of their brothers, they sacrifice their peace, which is interesting. He's explaining what we should be doing, not always just searching for our own inner peace, but bringing peace to others. So it's a whole different concept. It's one of, you find your own peace through giving peace. It's a different concept. This age is demanding more spiritual action rather than just reflection.
Or
It's a
rather than just having your own enlightenment and being in a cave and not giving out that, the information that you've received from your enlightenment to help the world. That's why the rishis of old, they used to sit in their caves, didn't they, for so many years. But now people are learning, they're having their awakening and they're doing their practices and they're being of service by giving that out to humanity. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I think Mother Teresa was a great example of that, actually. They wanted to put her into a convent, but no, she was out in the streets, doing all that she could. So yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So when you're just sending, for example, sending your energy, your prayer to this blessing, blessed are they who work for peace, you're not only sending energy and love, spiritual energy, to all the people around the world who are actually working for peace, and in many different ways, you're actually sharing the burden with these ones who've sacrificed their own peace. You're supporting the whole mission of peace with your love and your prayers. And so you too become a worker for peace. So it's just a wonderful thing. It's beautifully simple. You just raise your hands. You open your heart, radiate love to each focal point while speaking the prayer with great as much feeling as you can. It's mystical, very accessible, and yet very practical too. And this age too is about practical spirituality.
Yes, I like that. That's wonderful.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, actually, the 12 blessings were delivered 52 years sooner than originally planned in the cosmic plan, because there is, as you know, and I'm sure many listeners know, a great cosmic plan for the peace and enlightenment of humanity. And all the great teachers and avatars have come as part of this cosmic plan. They were given actually early because of the great need for humanity at this time. And we're living in this transition time into the Aquarian age.
Yes.
An age when that's going to bring more spiritual power, more responsibility to each individual to help transform the world.
Yes. Beautiful. So needed.
Would you like me to go through briefly?
Yes, please. Go through. So you gave us the first one. Please go through the other 11. Yes.
Yeah. So the second one, blessed are they, the wise ones. These are the ones who, in Jesus' words, walk through a dark and ignorant world, spreading their light. In other words, giving their wisdom to what Jesus calls to searching, groping, unpeaceful man. So, and of course, the blessings were given in 1958. So when we say, when it says man, it means everyone, right? It's just the word that was used at the time. So this was the third one, blessed are they who love. The Master Jesus calls those who love and put their love into action the disciples of God, which is lovely, I think.
Beautiful.
And as Dr. King taught, the biggest energy crisis facing humanity in these days is this lack of love. And he always said, if we had enough love, spiritual energy, he called it, in the world, enough of this vital energy, our consciousness would rise. That makes sense. And when our consciousness rose globally, we would then be able to solve all the problems we have, because there couldn't possibly be, how could there be war?
That's right.
Or starvation, if everyone had this higher consciousness. Because the higher consciousness, we realize the oneness of everything, right?
Yes.
So,
and that's why we have to, you know, we have to spread that and give that out and, you know, talk about it and you know, so that it goes to, we can share it, and that's how that's going to happen, isn't it? Through.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the fourth one is blessed are the planetary ones. Now, here's where it gets cosmic, Joanne. These are the interplanetary masters who have, in Jesus' words, I'll use Jesus' words, left their planetary bliss to accept terrible limitation among you so that your passage through experience may be guaranteed. And this is might be very surprising to some people, but they walk among us, these planetary ones. They walk among us unknown, quietly undertaking their missions to help humanity. And they're here right with us right now, without any recognition or appreciation, taking on helping to take on our karma for us. So these are, it's kind of, I find it very wonderful to think that these great ones are here among us. And occasionally we might meet someone, we think, well, they're very unusual, they're very special. Well, how what an amazing person, you know?
They're very otherworldly.
Rare that we meet them, probably.
Yeah.
Blessed are the thanksgivers, it's the fifth one. These are the ones who recognize the invisible devic kingdom, the kingdom of the nature spirits, the kingdom of the great devas of the oceans and the mountains. They not just see this invisible kingdom, but they give thanks and appreciation. And, you know, we too, if we've never thought about that before, and I know you have, but many listeners may not have done, we can prove it to ourselves very easily, going out into nature and giving our love and gratitude, sending a prayer or just sending thankfulness for a few minutes to the devas of, say, the flowers or the trees, mm-hmm. and just wait. And you will receive back a response. I can almost guarantee it. I can't quite guarantee it, because you have to be in a certain peaceful state. It's best to go on your own or with someone you're very much in tune with. But once you're in that kind of state, you will feel back, receive back this response.
Mm.
So try it for yourself.
In many different ways, you know, through, you know, a leaf landing on you or a butterfly or through the wind coming up. There's so many different ways that, you know, we can get these beautiful signs from the Great Mother. Mm.
Yes, absolutely. Good point. And so the sixth one, a very important one, blessed are they who heal. And this is for all the wonderful healers, those who, in Jesus' words, lay their hands upon the fevered brow of their brothers, knowing that their request will be answered. But basically, we're all healers.
Mm.
We're all needing only to channel this great energy of love. We can send healing across the other side of the world to someone, and it will reach them. So we're all healers. And this is a blessing to all the people who give healing in one of many different ways.
Beautiful.
Now the seventh, my favorite, blessed is the Mother Earth. And Jesus says, blessed is she who in sacrifice has made a space refuge for you all. And Jesus reveals in this the truth that the earth is a living, enlightened goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And only now, and this was 1958, only now are scientists beginning to realize this. And in my book about the earth, I present evidence, scientific evidence about the earth being a living, breathing, advanced intelligence who has borne us in sacrifice. It's not something we really think about, but I think now is the time for people to grow up and realize that, to give thanks for her, that there's more to life than just immediate families and jobs, and there's this great living goddess that we live on. I know you feel that way too, Joanne.
And that's why it's so important in your day, you know, to go out into nature and to stop what you're doing and just be and feel and be in that moment with, you know, Mother Earth and with it, that divine moment of nature. You know, it's so beautiful. She will raise you up, you know, touching the earth, walking on the earth. She will heal us. She heals us.
Absolutely. It's so true. It's so true. It's something we all need to do. So the eighth blessing, blessed is the mighty sun. A sun has been worshipped for thousands of years in many different cultures. Now we all should praise the mighty sun who gives us life. Because as Dr. King said, we're all solidified sunlight.
Yeah.
Every atom in our bodies, the rocks, everything. And we owe this beautiful, once again, in sacrifice. We owe the sun everything we have. And now through this blessing, and in other ways too, we can give thanks. We can give a little bit back in thankfulness. So using the great law of karma in action to give back. Every time we give back to these great beings, we receive back from them.
Yeah.
And so it's like a blessing for us too. All the blessings are blessings for us too. And number nine, blessed are the supreme lords of karma. These beings, Jesus declares, are more holy even than the mighty sun.
Wow.
They ensure the law of karma. It may be unusual for people to think that people talk about karma a lot, which is good, but that they're great beings who ensure this law takes place, this law of God itself. It's one of the laws of God, we're told, that everything remains in perfect balance and harmony.
Beautiful.
And then we have blessed is the great being known as the galaxy. And we learn here that our entire galaxy is a living being, once again, sacrificing itself so that, in Jesus' words, trillions of life streams may gain essential experience. And it's an awe-inspiring realization for us. And I think science, I'm told by a friend that science is now beginning to realize that Earth, that the galaxy is alive, is a living intelligence
Of course.
far beyond our conception. We think we're so great on this earth, but really we're so small and yet also so great, but part of this great cosmic creation. And then the 11th, blessed are the supreme lords of creation. And these are, we are told by Jesus, beings of such beauty that there are no words in any language to express this beauty, their wonder. These mighty ones are the creators and preservers of all manifestation. So they work with the absolute. And the final one is blessed is the absolute. The final, most beautiful blessing is to the creator of all life, known by many different names. And there's a wonderful description here. I'd just like to read it, if that's all right. Part of this blessing, which is very visual, Jesus says, it is the I am within man. It is the life within all things. It is the rain. It is the drought. It is the gentle breeze of summertime. It is the mighty wind across the seas. It is the seas. It is the emptiness of space. It is the fullness contained within space. It is the worlds. It is ever and forever. It is infinity. And yet it is more than this, for it is behind even these things. It's just a part of this beautiful blessing.
Yeah.
Very, very different from the personal God that people will say, why is this happening? Why is God doing this to me? It's not a personal God, it's the creator of all life, which to me is far more understandable, liberating and wonderful.
Exactly. That's beautiful. Yes. Wow.
So we learn so much from these blessings, and they have tremendous benefits for
Yeah.
us too. And when we do these, when you practice these blessings.
Yes, both personal and global, isn't it? These blessings.
Yeah, there's obviously the global benefits that we're sending, radiating energy to the world, and we're helping raise the world. But there are many, many personal benefits too. You're receiving these beautiful blessings and prayers given to humanity by Jesus as his New Age Bible, if you like. You learn and imbue your consciousness with spiritual truths, with this cosmic perspective that help you personally to advance and transform. They help you to align more closely with your higher self. I've found that if I'm feeling like a bit down or something, or my mind is caught up in some kind of, how sometimes we get caught up with other people and this, I just quietly say the 12 blessings to myself. I know them so well. And it kind of changes you into a more meditative state very quickly, I find. It helps you to develop your intuition, access your higher self much more easily. It's a mystic ritual that it can bring you better health, and I've proven that to myself, a more positive, loving attitude, as you align your life with a higher purpose. And also you experience the law of karma working on your behalf, because the love energy you send out is returned to you, colored, if you like, by an aspect of the group soul of the intelligence or the intelligences to whom the prayer is sent, which in turn helps to strengthen you. So say blessed are they who work for peace. You're sending it. There is a group soul of everything. Blessed are the wise ones. There's a group soul. And we're sending it to the group soul of the peace workers. And we receive back from that group soul an aspect of that light. And, it helps us to grow. So it's very wonderfully, brilliantly designed, actually, not by chance, because the cosmic intelligences are brilliant masters of karmic manipulation.
Yes.
And amongst other things, manipulation in the highest sense of the word.
And that's beautiful when you said that, because what you give, you shall receive. That's one of Jesus's famous sayings. But to give without wanting anything back, is so, and that's when you do receive,
Yes,
because
so true.
if you give with expecting something, it stops the energy, so just to be able to give for the sake of giving really, really ignites the receiving.
That's a fantastic point because it's all about motive. We don't do the blessing so that we get everything things back, but we do it as exactly as you say because we want to give. We're concerned about the people in the world. We want to help. We want to raise people. We want to do everything in our power that we possibly can to bring love into the world because we see what's happening when there isn't enough love. And so this is kind of our responsibility, I think. We feel it. And this is a very, very excellent point.
The station that makes you feel good.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, it's something everyone can do, the 12 blessings.
And how can our listeners connect with others doing this practice? Because I think that would be really powerful, to do it with others and to listen to that. That's or just to say it, yeah.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, Joanne. We have a website called, write this down, listeners, if you wish to, 12blessings.org. Very simple, 12blessings.org. And on it, we have almost every day we are doing a service of the 12 blessings from somewhere around the world. We have ministers in different parts of the world. And where you are in England, I think it's probably about 8 p.m. Where we are, I am in Michigan, Eastern US, it's 3 p.m. And, other parts of the world, it's different times, but round about the same time every day, almost every day, we're doing a service of the 12 blessings. And we have over 60 countries joining in. And it's growing, it's a fairly small group now, people dotted around, but we're growing. And I'm hoping that people listening might be inspired to join in. It's just half an hour. We do an introduction. We do some beautiful opening practices, visualizations. We do a prayer for the focus of different services. We might do a prayer to help the war in Ukraine or a different focus. And we also do the 12 blessings together. So it's very, very helpful if you've never actually heard it done. People do it together, as I say, almost every day. And you can, email the website, 12blessings.org, they will send you a a copy of the blessings, not the whole of the 12 blessings, but just the headings and the prayers that
Yes. Like, yeah.
you can join in with the minister running the service. So you can join in with them. And also they'll inform you of other emergency services. We sometimes have emergency services and so forth. So you can do that. But also at every official headquarters, branch, group of the Aetherius Society, we do the 12 blessings service. It's usually on a Monday evening around the world. So many, many of these activities. And you'll find that on the website Aetherius, Aetherius.org. And you'll find all the different representatives and groups around the world. And they'll all be doing the 12 blessings.
Yeah.
So it's just a
To come
wonderful
together,
practice.
yeah, with other like-minded souls and to give that out, so powerful.
Yeah. And it's simple. And if you like, I can just demonstrate one of the shorter blessings
Please, yes.
so you can see how to do it. You just have to raise your hands like this. And why do you do that? Because we have chakras in the palms of each hand, as you know, Joanne. And we have a very important chakra, the heart chakra, here. So when we pray like this, we're allowing love energy, and it is an energy, to flow freely through us. When we're doing this, what are we doing? We're locking it in. And it's actually a blessing mudra where you can bless someone. You're locking the energy in and you're blessing someone with. But
Yes.
this is how we pray in the Aetherius Society. And I've noticed many, many other people are also praying like this now.
Yeah.
And actually, if you think this, if you are doing this mudra for prayer, we call it a mudra, hand sign, you can prove to yourself that this is more powerful because you can do the same prayer using this and that, and you'll feel a difference. It's like
Yes.
the energy is released.
You can feel the energy radiating out from the chakras in the palms. It comes through, comes in, doesn't it, into the heart. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Do you feel that? You can feel that. I
Yeah.
know
Yes,
that's
I
some
do.
people do feel it as a heat, some people feel it as a tingling sensation. So this is what we do. And then you just read the heading with all your feeling. And I'm going to do a short blessing, which is the third blessing, blessed are they who love. So you just say the heading with all your feeling, blessed are they who love, for they are the disciples of God. And then you pause for a few moments, and then you say the prayer. O mighty God, who is the creator of all things, we pray that your light may shine through us all, so that we may transmit this unto the world. In other words, we're requesting that the light that comes from God, and when we make a request by the law of karma, it has to happen. We request from God that we are that God's light shines through us all so that we can transmit it, send it to the world. So it's like a little mini magical ritual. It's very simple
Yeah.
and very short. This one's the shortest of the prayers.
Yeah.
And so we put all our feeling and love into the prayer and try it. You'll find that you can feel it. And the more you do it, the more you'll feel it. And in the end, you might do it and you think, wow, I have to believe this is true because it's really working, you know.
Yes. Can I just ask, is there a recording of the 12 blessings on the Aetherius Society.org?
Now, that's a good question. Well, you can download the blessings.
Yeah. As a
Yeah.
recording, as a recording.
Yeah, you can download the blessings. I'm not sure whether it's on the website, any of the blessings, to be honest. There's lots and lots of different podcasts and things that there might be one of the blessings recorded.
Yes.
Aetherius Radio Live, we used to have,
King, did Dr.
it's
King
possible,
ever?
but I think probably not.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So Dr. King never recorded them.
Oh, they're recorded, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
As
yeah.
he took the actual transmissions, all the transmissions, well, virtually all the transmissions he took, there was people standing by on record. At the time, they were like tape recorders. They were
Yeah.
recorded on reel-to-reel tape, and then
Yeah.
they were. Now we have them digitized. So that's one of the roles, actually, of the Aetherius Society is to spread the teachings, but also to preserve them. So we have to keep up to date with all the latest technology. But we have them stored in vaults, the original recordings,
Wow.
in two countries. And they're all recorded on tape. And every Sunday, another thing I should say, every Sunday service, we do Sunday services again at all the headquarters, branches, and groups at 11 a.m., all the same time around the world. We play one of the blessings. We play the actual blessings so people can actually hear. And if you listen to Dr. King's different messages from different intelligences, you'll hear that they're all completely different voices and completely different energies. And the energy of the Master Jesus, if I've heard someone say they didn't know who it was, but when they heard it, they recognized it. They knew it was Jesus because the energy is so amazing and so distinct that you kind of just know it's Jesus. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So come along to our services around the world and actually listen. And what we do is we play the first and then the second. So we play all 12 and then we go back to the first one again. And that's what we do. So that's really worth attending a service if you can.
Beautiful. And what can our listeners take away from this beautiful conversation about the 12 blessings today?
Oh, thank you, Joanne. I think I want listeners to understand that we're living, as you know, at the most extraordinary time in human history. We have, and it's not just this, but we have in our hands the living words of Jesus, not filtered through centuries of interpretation, but direct cosmic teachings for our modern challenges. The 12 blessings aren't just beautiful prayers from the past. They're tools of transformation for right now. They were given in 1958, but they're so relevant today. They're even more relevant today, actually. When we are facing now, we're facing more devastation, more environmental crises on a scale that's never been seen before. And every time we practice them, so we're not only accelerating our own spiritual evolution, but we're actively participating in healing our world. And I think we're kind of standing at a crossroads right now. Things are really, really bad, and they're becoming really, really good on the one hand. But I think we'd all agree, all people listening to this, and I know you do, Joanne, that our planet is crying out for help. It's crying out for healing.
And the people are crying out.
And the people are crying out. But here's the beautiful truth. At the same time as what seems like a hopeless state of affairs, and it can be really depressing. And I know many people feel it's hopeless and they get depressed, but this is precisely the time when together we can help transform the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is the time. It's like the actual crossroads of the time.
And it's so true because, the darkness and the contrast and the suffering, it forces us to go to that precipice and say no more and to change themselves. It forces
Exactly.
us to change, to make that change. It forces us to move out of our comfort zone so that we can make that change within ourselves and within our society and within our world. And I believe the darkness and that we've had and that is all around the world, it has to come up. It has to come up and it has to burst open, which is what is happening now. And the world is in chaos and there's so much darkness and suffering and evil, but it has to happen because we can't build the new over that. We have
Exactly.
to allow it to rise up and disperse and bring the light to it so that we can build the new on a solid, beautiful foundation.
That's so true, Joanne. That's so true. We can't try and hide it
No.
because it has to be transformed, it has to be transmuted.
Yes.
The big word that Dr. King talked about in these days was transmutation. You transmute the dark into the light.
That's right.
And this is where enough spiritual energy can do, because evil can't resist love when it's This is the power of the great one.
It's give us the again the email for people to go, and they can find the Aetherius Society in, it's in many different countries, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. England, there's many, many, there's a headquarters and many branches, well, a branch and many groups around the country in England. I lived there myself for many years. And the wonderful thing is, at certain times in the summer months, people come together from all parts of the country to the Holy Mountains to pray and to join together with everyone. And they're just fun, wonderful times. So, yeah, you can find out more about that on aetherius.org, AetherIus, aetherius.org. And to join in the 12 blessings and to learn more about the 12 blessings, it's 12blessings.org.
And where can we buy the book? We can buy the book on there as well.
Yeah, you can buy the book
Wonderful.
on Aetherius and also on Amazon as well, I believe.
Yeah, brilliant. Wonderful. Wow. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for giving us the meaning of this absolutely sacred blessings that are really truly needed in this world, and for helping our listeners to understand, how it was channeled and given to us by Jesus. So thank you for being on the Great Awakening show.
Well, thank you so much, Yogini Joanne, for giving me this opportunity and for sharing with me this great journey of light and love.
Ah, beautiful.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.